Yeah.
Yeah. So that's happening. And then there's where was it? In Ireland and Scotland, heavily vaccinated areas. In Scotland, there's a 30% increase above the five-year average right now. And it's 87% vax. And
30% increase in what?
Death.
Oh, yeah, I know. And we're not even talking about the folks who haven't died. There's a massive uptick in heart issues. Mm-hmm. And strokes and things like that. But let's not talk about, you know, Scotland and Ireland, Northern Ireland, and the UK, where the governments at this point are there's bids out for them to build basically mausoleums. You know, they're building these death camps where they're going to put bodies. I just listened to an interview from a funeral director who's saying all these things are out to bid and they're trying to keep it quiet, but they can't because there's a bidding process. And, well, why are they building these places? And this is Maria. This is, you know, you and I talk about what's going on now and what's going on 6 months from now. That's kind of our wheelhouse, 8 months from now. But these politicians and these governments, they want these things done by 2024, 2025. I mean, they understand what the game is here, because they're in on it. They see the script, right? Why would you need to build those places?
Yeah, because I do believe early on, these were some of the numbers that we were hearing from scientists, real scientists, not government scientists, people that we talked to behind the scenes, where they were saying it could be a 1 to 5 year process. Because remember, the people that don't die from these vaccines, they're just going to be very sick for many years. And will they be kept alive with, you know, treatments and medications and whatever? But they're not going to have a quality. There's certainly, if you're of working age, many of these people will not be able to work, which is another problem. But some people were saying a 1 to 5 year period for these things to really do its full damage. But as we've seen, oh my goodness, we have people in the 1 to 6 month range that this is happening to. And we're not out of this yet. As we talked about, we're buckled up tight for fall and winter. We're going to really see what's going to happen. And I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. I spoke to someone last night for quite a few hours. They're seeing it in the state that they're in. And they agree that, in comparison to last year, where most of us really didn't know anyone, et cetera, this year, everybody knows somebody, even maybe a couple. So.
Yeah, we're just getting warmed up. Every day. We're just getting warmed up here. You know?
Right.
Because the majority of folks, I was looking at stats, took their jabs in mid to late April. Mm-hmm. So. The 6 month mark is hovering right now for those folks.
Right.
And so we're just getting warmed up.
And many of those sites that I follow that these people do, God bless them. They do some really incredible work. You know, they find like obituaries and then they find the social media pages. They find the photos of when they received their vaccines and they put it all together in a little collage.
Yeah. That takes hours to put that together. Like it's not easy.
But they feel that. Listen, the media is never going to help us here. So if average citizens don't do the heavy lifting, you know, these stories are not going to get out there. But we've seen it happen much quicker than the 6 months. We've seen the deaths. We've seen the paralysis. We've seen the cancers. We've seen the blood clots, the strokes. You know, Bell's palsy. You name it. We've seen it. All sometimes within weeks to a month of the first shot.
But you would never know about the weeks because you're considered still not vaccinated. So you're not, you die, then you don't get entered into any stats. Not that they're entering people into stats.
Well, you're right. But as they move the goalposts, if you went back until March, let's go back to March. So if you were someone that had the vaccine in January, and you died in February, they weren't talking about this unvaxxed goalpost, period. You know, there was that CNN lawyer, I forget her name, but she was young, in her 40s, and asthmatic.
Oh, yeah.
And again,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were saying early on, if you, before the vaccines actually came out, they were saying, if you were anaphylactic to anything, you should not take this vaccine. If you have asthma, if you have allergic reactions. So we all said, okay, you know, the peanut allergy people, and, you know, my son with the dairy allergies, okay, you're safe. And common sense would tell you, oh, well, I guess immune compromise should be,
yeah,
you know, included in that. But then as we saw, they were vaccinating the asthmatics. They were vaccinating everyone. That woman had asthma.
Yeah, Midwin Charles.
That's
47,
right.
With asthma.
Yeah.
Completely,
yeah,
healthy otherwise.
Correct. And yeah, she was excited to get the vaccine. She was boasting about it. And
she said she was going with her mom and all this stuff. Her mom was going to get it. She was going to get it. It was,
right,
like a girl's day out. Well,
that's right. And so she had problems within a few weeks, maybe 3 weeks or so. And then she had posted that she couldn't do, like, she was doing some sort of, I guess, podcasting. And she just had said she wasn't feeling well, and she died. But they were
family still has
about
not
this.
Disclosed the cause of death.
Of course. Of course not.
Can't even.
But she would not have been considered unvaccinated because they didn't start that stuff till just a little while ago, where they started with these dates. Because they only started rolling that out when they started talking about the booster. So why do we need a booster? Oh, well, because, you know, 14 days this, and then 14 days post, and then you're going to need a booster shot.
Well, but I talked to a mortician here, and
yeah,
and he said, I said, you're going to come on the show. No. Everybody's like terrified, right? He said, they're seeing quicker deaths with some of the older folks after the booster shot.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's see. And it's noticeable. It's noticeable.
Yeah, school teacher, a younger school teacher just died after their booster shot. I read that. Oh, no, it's happening. But you're right. There will be a lot of these families that will not connect the dots at all. I don't know what it will take to get them.
Well, I mean, you think it would take this, right? You have healthcare workers and first responders all the way, cops, EMS. Even have 9/11 dispatchers, right? They're not on the front lines as far as being out on the street, but they're on the front lines. So they take the calls that come in. You have nurses. Mm-hmm. You have hospital staff. It's got to be, I know we did a quick estimate here, over 100,000 we're talking about with all these different news stories we've been talking about who are being threatened with being fired. They're saying, fine. I'm willing to be fired rather than take this mandatory or these mandatory jabs. What does that say? I mean, if you have common sense, you pause and say, wait a second, these guys are in the know. Maybe I should pause here and investigate. I don't know.
Yeah, no, they're not. It's just too easy. I mean, to folks like us, yeah.
And these are just, I'll just say it, they're just politically blinded people, blinded by ideology, and what comes their way. They can't be helped, period.
No, and every day I try to go out there and encourage people to stop waiting for your executioner to kick out the chair from under you. Now, in Quebec, I think it was Quebec today, they realized they're going to lose like 22,000 employees, and they're going to extend. They're going to extend the date now to November 15th.
Yeah, because it's not going their way. Now they have another month to oppress people and threaten them.
Right, but what I try to say is the folks that have not been vaccinated by October 15th, they're not getting vaccinated by November 15th.
Well, I'll just say this right now. Anyone who's not been vaccinated on this day today is already dug in.
That's right.
They're dug in. It's like, yeah, there's nothing you're going to do that's going to sway me. They're already dug in. They've already had the conversations at the dinner table, had the conversations when the kids went to bed with their spouses.
No, but they see they now have the power. they now have that power to pull the plug on everything globally, to send that message that we're going to do this on our timetable. We're not going to wait for you to get rid of us November 15th, or maybe you move it out again to December 15th.
You were the one who said that months ago.
I've been begging for it.
You were the one who said that months ago. And you were right. And, you know, I felt the same way. But I'm going to give you credit for it because you said it before I did. So, but 30 seconds before I did. But that's okay.
Yes,
we did an analysis.
We have the mental telepathy going.
I'm always like, I don't know, since grade school, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, you know, the nuns would say something or they'd pull some bullshit. And then at recess, we get guys together and say, oh, is that the way they want to fucking play? We'll burn this place down. You understand?
Right.
That's been me my whole life. So people were saying, radical. I'm like, yeah, I can get fucking radical. Of course I can. You have to be radical against these people. These people are radical against you. They want to wipe you out. What's more radical than that? They're willing to wipe you out.
Let me ask you something. This kind of annoyed me, but maybe I'm off base. John Deere. I heard you talk about John Deere today. Did they actually?
They're out on strike. They're on strike. Yeah.
They're out on strike.
Yeah.
So, now correct me if I'm wrong. 10,000 workers went out on strike. Is this over a labor contract or over vaccines?
I think it's money. I think
Thank
John
you
Deere's
very
money.
Much.
John
Does
Deere's
that
money.
Not drive. If you can show that people will walk out over money, but will not walk out of jobs to save their lives and their country, because we lose the country. If everyone sits on their laurels, we lose the country. We already know, you know, the Titanic that's just peeking out of the water right now. It's so far underwater, but it'll be totally gone if people do not fight back and walk off the jobs and pull their power. You know, unity over tyranny. Hello. But when I saw, okay, if you can get 10,000 people to walk out over money and not for anything is so transforming, it's mind-numbing.
I said it on Thursday morning show. Labor unions, whenever there was a perceived slight against workers, we're going out on a strike. We're wildcatting.
Right.
This is bullshit. We're not going to put
right.
up. And now it's like, oh, okay, line up for your jabs at the union fucking hall. What? What the hell are you talking
right.
about? I mean, the unions are a joke. Not only
right.
are they completely
need,
corrupted, they're a
your
joke.
Union. Right, you don't need your union. If you put everybody, all the unvaccinated, and said, okay, you know, we're not going to wait 30 more days. They're going to fire us. They're not going to give us our benefits. They're not going to give us unemployment, blah, blah, blah. What do we have to lose at this point? 30 days worth of pay?
Yeah.
But at the end of that 30 days, you might win because you're pulling the plug on them before they pull the plug on you, which will turn into chaos. It will turn into total chaos. Which is what we want.
We're seeing total chaos with transportation. We're seeing total chaos with supply chains. And of course, today the White House said, "Oh, this is just rich people problems." Come on,
what? I heard that.
What the mm-hmm. fuck are you talking about, rich mm-hmm. people? You tell that to the number of folks who are struggling and old folks who are on fixed income, and their utility bill is set to spike by 60, 70, 80, 90, could be 100% this winter. Oh, is that a rich people problem? I don't think so.
No. They mock it all. It's an organized, controlled demolition. They know what they're doing. It's the people that don't know. And I've talked to quite a few people behind the scenes in depth, and they've been great conversations. So forgive me, I don't have a voice. I've been on the phone all week.
Yeah.
And there's many, many, many people in high positions. And there's so much of the global plan that they are truly unaware of. And it's getting this information into their hands so they can bring it to the folks that they work with. Because I try to explain to them, we're not going to stop this. They already have everything implemented. Now, if you act, there's still some time for people to act, but that's the sand is running out here.
Yeah. Well, and
once it's gone, no, there is no reversing, and all we're going to do is stall it because they have everything implement the global plan and the World Economic Forum and the United Nations and all of that stuff that we've talked about on tons of shows, and the companies that are already making certain things. I sent you a certain video tonight on a product that will allow you to test yourself before you leave your house and go to work or travel or go onto a cruise. It's digital biosensor, graphene based. You know, these things they're making for a reason. Because we're not going to wake up one day and go, COVID finally went dormant and, everything's just hunky-dory. We're just going to worry about the flu now. And that's another thing some doctors are reporting. Suddenly, some of these sick people that are vaccinated are testing negative for COVID or the breakthrough variants, which we know are with the vaccinated people. But now it seems like influenza B is making a reemergence, and like that was supposed to be pretty much, unheard of.
Yeah, well, and we now, talked about that in the spring that Pfizer was gearing up their flu shots, and they expected we talked about that on Pain.TV. They expected a big, big flu season. So here we go.
Right. So last year, the flu died, which we know it didn't die because in January of 2020, they had CDC had 13 million reported flu cases in January, which meant by March, all right, let's say 15 million. But they wiped the slate clean with that. And then everything was COVID. Every flu was COVID. So now the flu is going to make this, reemergence. But they're creating, again, the Internet of Things, the Internet of Bodies. These are very real things buried into government documents. And now you have products that you can hook up with your smartphone and, spit into something and scan it. And, it's going to let you know or your bosses know whether you're safe to come to work, whether you're safe to participate in society. Can you take that flight? Can you take that cruise? They're making these products for a reason. And then you go look at the companies and you go, oh, they're very proud to brag that they're very much in compliance with the UN sustainable goals. And they'll label, sustainable goal number 3 is health. But we fit this box for green and we fit this box for this. This is the new world order.
Was it in the 60s? Drop out, sit in. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say. Fuck it. Drop out, sit in. You know what?
Right.
Here's your monkey wrench. You have us pegged. This is how I think. I'm a little bit more radical. You have me pegged.
No, I'm with you.
I'll just talk about me. You have me pegged as a lab rat. You think you know my movements. You think you can guarantee and you can predict what I'm going to do, what I'm going to say, what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to spend money on, how I'm going to react to certain things. I can guarantee you, you didn't lay down a contingency if I said, fuck you, I quit.
Right.
I'm dropping out of your
That's
stupid
what
society.
I've been, right.
I'm jumping out.
This is
I don't
what I've
see.
Been begging
yeah,
for.
And then I've been saying, along with what you've said, they don't have any dominion over me. I don't fucking listen to you people anymore. Yes, we cover you and we analyze you for a lot of people. But me personally, I don't, it's like, it might as well be white noise. I'm doing my thing. I'm making moves out here. Every time they make a major move, I make a counter move behind the scene trying to.
I look at it this way.
Yeah.
You have nothing to lose except if in the end you're going to cave to the vaccine. But if you are determined that no matter when that execution date is coming, whether it be October, November, or December 15th, whenever that date is coming your way, if you still know on that date you're still not going to be a vaccinated person, and maybe hundreds or thousands of your coworkers feel the same way, that's where I say you have nothing to lose. Pull that plug now.
Yeah, well, and, Chicago and police are the Chicago Police Union. It's going to be on pain.tv tomorrow. First major test of a vaccine mandate applied to municipal employees will take place this weekend in Chicago, where up to half of the city's police force is defying the mandate by failing to report their vaccine status. And as of today, Friday, when this airs, they will be placed in a non-disciplinary no-pay status, according to Mayor Dope. How about this broad, right? What a lightweight. And a light foot is a lightweight. So it's safe to say, this is what the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police President John Cantanzara, one of your goombas, said. It's safe to say that the city of Chicago will have a police force of 50% or less this weekend coming up. Well, I'm sure the criminals are ready for that.
And it's so safe there, I don't really think they need them.
I mean... Yeah, I mean,
I joke.
Well, no, it's one of the reasons.
It's ridiculous.
No, but think about it. It's one of the reasons. It's an underlying reason what you just said. If I was on the PD in Chicago, I say, you know, and I'm, I'm going to go work somewhere else. This job fucking blows anyhow, and it's dangerous. And it's dangerous. On top of that, now you want to confront us, and you want to try to mandate. And you look at who the mayor is, and you're like, come on, this is like. This woman is a cartoon. I mean, these people are not even, they're not even leaders. They're just puppets. She looks like a goddamn sock puppet. And I think that's where the warehouse, the radio and television museum is in Chicago. I think Kukla, Fran, and Ollie are our warehouse there already. You can go see those sock puppets, but they have one running the city. And if I was a Chicago cop, I'm going to go work somewhere else. This is stupid.
Oh, my gosh. And definitely move. And we're seeing that because, again, I talked to a lot of your people behind the scenes, and a lot of them are being, they have been very proactive. Either they're relocating or they're buying the land, or they're you know, learning how to grow food, homeschooling. Someone contacted me that they're doing, you remember, a long time ago, I mentioned that if I was a young person, I would be having a home birth, you know, not to even have a child in the hospital because they want to hold them hostage, you know, if you have COVID. And somebody is doing that. They're moving ahead doing getting a midwife,
yeah.
And they're going to do home birth. I love this. I love this. And they're becoming very proactive. They are.
Yeah.
And some people, God bless them. You know, some of these people have some really good jobs. But they're walking away from them. They're like, nope, we have the plan B, we have the plan C, because they're that dug in, thank God. Because again, without your health, you have nothing. You can't, it doesn't matter what your job is, you're either going to be too sick to go to it or you're going to die. So you need to, this is not a question of if or what, you need to figure something out because we know too many people are being harmed. And unless you're a really great gambling person and you're like, listen, I'm going to take the gamble and see how it goes, hope for the best, you might be lucky. I don't know. We're seeing a lot of people are not.
Well, just look what this idiot Lightfoot, I just want to say what she says. With everything we know, when she comes out and she slams Cantanzara, right, that he's doing a patent disservice. She says, if you're not vaccinated, you're playing with your life, the life of your family, the life of your colleagues and the members of the public. That's according to her, who, when you're out on the street as a cop, you're basically a clay pigeon at any point when it comes to gangsters and stuff like that.
Right. But remember, she's the one that let New World Order slip out too, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So again, a lot of these people, when they say things that you say that makes absolutely no sense, you look insane. They have their marching orders. You know, they all are in a place of power to carry a lot of this out. But again, what they don't expect is from the people to do exactly what you said. It is to react sooner and not just, you know, wait for it to be over. No, if you act now, you have nothing to lose. Let's see how all these places.
You're
going to
lose it anyhow. Whatever you think you're going to lose,
right.
Like you said in the past, you're going to lose it anyhow.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, I mean,
you're just waiting for, you know, you're waiting for the executioner to flip the switch, kick the chair, whatever, you know, you want to use, but you know that day is coming and you should want to use the little bit of power you have to say, guess what, Mr. CEO of this hospital? Yeah, you're packed at capacity. You go hook up that IV bottle because you're half staffed right now.
And also,
what are you going to do now?
An interesting example. Yeah, an interesting example of that is all these people ran out. I have to get the jab because I want to fly. And I've said to people privately in public, where the fuck are you going exactly? I mean, right. I'm just curious.
Where
are you going? I mean, you should be at home worrying about what's coming. And if you don't know what's coming, then get on a fucking airplane and good luck to you. But they didn't understand the pilots.
You have the people that are vaccinated, which they should be the most bitter because they went and got vaccinated so they could have their freedom and fly anywhere they want and eat anywhere they want. And they're still told, now you're a spreader. You still have to wear your mask. We still want to have vaccine pass. We want to do all this stuff and monitor you. They should be the most angry because they thought that they would have their freedom.
Well, it's going to get worse because they have pilots out now that are saying, well, we're not interested in flying right now. Sorry. And then we have a TSA says that just 60%, including the screeners and the people that feel you up, are fully vaccinated. And there's a sizable number of them who are not going to get vaccinated. And we have the deadline coming up right before travel weekend and Thanksgiving. What do you think is going to happen? Like anybody who has a flight to go somewhere? Before Thanksgiving, you better look into renting a car or getting there before that, because I can guarantee you it's going to be a freak show at the airport.
Oh, I can't even imagine making those types of plans. Again, you're gambling. You don't know if you're going to be stranded. You don't know what's going to happen. And I don't want to fly with pilots that might stroke out in the air anyway.
Didn't we just have one stroke out? I was reading about a guy collapsed. I don't know. There's so much stuff I read on a regular basis. I'll look it up.
Oh, I know. I get so much mail every day. And today, one of your listeners that follows me on Twitter sent me a direct message about she was at a hospital in Texas. Now, we already know that we're going to turn the nurses into gig workers. We talked about that last week, the gig economy. Which, you know, that's going to be the new trend. But she was at a hospital in Texas, and a bus pulled up with some nurses or something from Wisconsin. And they got into a conversation, and I guess they were assuming they were a traveling nurse, but the nurse said that she was with FEMA. That's interesting.
FEMA nurse.
Mm-hmm.